Mutual presents Arch Obler's Plays. The Mutual Broadcasting System has the pleasure of presenting the 25th broadcast of a special 26-week series of plays by radio playwright Arch Obler, a series of dramas concerning the people of this expanding world in which we live. Tonight's play, Mr. Miller, will be introduced by Arch Obler.
It would be sheer presumption on my part to introduce to you either Eddie Cantor, the comedian, or Eddie Cantor, the humanitarian. For many years, he has been one of show business's all-time greats, both in terms of charitable actions and in what is equally important in these times of stress, in making you laugh again. But tonight I have the pleasure of bringing you Eddie Cantor in another role, that of a dramatic actor in a play which today is even more timely than in the pre-war years when I wrote it. For surely today of all days we know that in the larger analysis, peace in this world can come only through the good conscience of each man.
Come in, come in. So, all right, come in and shut the door. So, all right, sit down. Yeah, I want to talk to you. About me. Everybody's talking about me, so why should I be different? You. I want you to understand. Why you? Because... Oh, what's the difference? You're going to listen or ain't you? So, I'll tell you. Maybe not everything. Maybe some things I'll think in my head, but I'll tell you plenty. I, Sammy Miller, am a fool. I was born a fool, I die a fool. All right, I know it. But what I did was right. You hear me right? Okay, I'll tell you. I'll put it in simple little words so you'll understand. I, Sammy Miller, I got a crack in my head like the Holland Tunnel. I'm punchy, cuckoo, nuts. I ain't saying that alone, you understand? You don't have to tell me. Everybody's saying it. All up and down 49th Street. I can hear it in my head.
Sammy Miller, he's a dope.
Bury him in the ground.
Such a fool. He's dead already.
All right. So it's settled, all right. I'm everything they say, all right. Who wants to give an argument? Who can argue when a man throws away $100,000? $100,000. Did you hear that? Do you realize what that is? Okay. Millions you read about in the paper. Million for a submarine, million for an airplane, millions for this and millions for that, but I ask you plain. Do you know how much money $100,000 is? $100,000 stuck up one by one like telephone poles down the street?
One, two, three.
In my head, I begin counting it off, and it's enough to go crazy. Crazy, I tell you. You work in a store, all right. You make $22.50 a week. You work in a drugstore behind the counter someplace, $30.50. You may be a bookkeeper at $45. You own a big store, $100, all right. But $100,000. Real cash, and I threw it away. Me, Sammy Miller, who 2 years ago was reaching for butts in the gutter.
He's crazy. Nuts.
Bughouse.
Loony.
Cracked. Punchy.
Crazy. Nuts.
I keep hearing him say it. I think it myself. Am I nuts? Did something, you know, bust in my head? Maybe from the time I got slugged. Am I nuts? Nah. What I did was right. Right, and I'll lay it on the line and show you. And maybe show myself. So where'll I start? When I'm 16? Yeah, good, when I'm 16. 16 and I'm ambitious, like a Benji Franklin in Brooklyn, yeah. Right where the elevator turns in and goes over the bridge. Brooklyn, right by the elevator, and I'm 16. And I'm ambitious, yeah. 16 and have I got ambitions?
Go on, I bet you $1,000,000, 5-2, that Harden and that guy Coolidge winning a freeze.
Go on, you ain't got 2 bits.
Yeah? Hey, look who's talking. Boy, that's the job. President. Sit in the White House, 75,000 smackaroos every payday. Boy, that's the job.
Go on, lots of troubles. Vice President, that's the one, boy. Do nothing, say nothing. 50,000, just like that.
Go on, he don't get that much.
He does, too.
You're nuts.
Hey, Sam, you know. How much the Vice President get? How much, huh? How much, huh?
What?
Look at that dope. He ain't even listening.
Sam, what's the matter with you? Talking to you, you ain't even listening.
I was thinking.
So what was you thinking? So what was so important?
Nothing.
Go on, spell it. What was you thinking?
Yeah, go on, dare you. What was you thinking?
Well... I was thinking...
Yeah,
go on.
Well, I was thinking... when I'm managing the champion.
He's in again.
Yeah, the champion manager. Let me use the pink Rolls Royce manager.
Look at the manager with holes in his pants.
I am the dope manager champion. Give him room, boys. Give him room.
Yeah. I'm telling you, since I was 16 and before, yeah, long before, one idea in the head, manager of a champion. Yeah, funny, ain't it? A kid like they used to say with holes where he sits down got such an ambition, manager of a champion? Believe it or not, Ripley, huh?
Hey, Sammy, Dempsey's looking for you.
The whole neighborhood used to laugh at me.
Hey, Sammy, Tex Rickards on the telephone.
Yeah, laughing, all of them. It wasn't funny, no. Punk kid, I used to get tears in the eyes. Why should they laugh at me? Everybody's got different ambitions. Sure, why not? One kid wants to be a general, another kid wants to have a lot of girls, another kid wants maybe to, well, to go flying like a bird. All right, that's all right. Everybody, like they say, to his own ideas. So I had an idea. I wanted to be a guy who'd make a champion. Yeah, like Kearns made out of Dempsey. Pick up a good, strong kid someplace, show him this and this, pick his spots for him, work the angles. Pretty soon have him in the garden, knocking him flatter than the backside of a sewer lid. Wake him up from 10-buck prices to the hundreds, to the thousands. Yeah, why not, why not? Manager of champions. Why not? I'm asking you.
Sammy, go get a job.
My pa said, Sammy, go get a job.
Sammy, go get a job.
Job? I was looking for a job.
Hanging around with loafers in them gymnasiums.
Looking for a guy.
Hanging around places with fighting. Cheap bummers always fighting.
The guy to make a champion.
Sammy, get a job. Sammy, get a job.
Yeah, my pa, Sammy, over and over, get a job, Sammy, get a job. I was looking harder, I tell you, than the guy that's got two wives and 15 hungry kids. Every stinking gym in town and walking way out of town. Jersey City, City Island, Passaic, all the way to Rockaway. Every place there was a gym, a two-bit fight show, looking for the guy that'd make a champion. The guy that'd make me manager of a champion.
Loafer.
I'm 17.
Bummer.
I'm 18.
No good.
19, 20.
Get out of my house. What good are you?
21, 22. How do I live? Don't ask me. A dollar here, a dollar there, working for all the big shots in the racket at the fight camps. In the corners, handling the water bottles and the sponges, bringing them coffee, bringing them good luck, shoved around and kicked around. Okay, that's all right. What's the difference? Learning all the angles, every angle. Who the politicians are to play ball with? Who runs the garden from the inside and sets the big fights? Who cuts in to make a champion? What newspaper big shots will build up a palooka and the headlines for? And for how much, you know? Who'll take a dive to build up your boy's reputation? Learning all the angles, yeah. Learning for the day when I had found him, the guy, the one who'd make me manager of a champion.
Take the phone out!
You got any idea how many fights I went to looking for that right guy? You know how many fights and how many jerkwater places a guy can see in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, four? Funny, ain't it? Living through the years I was. When guys my age are looking too, yeah, all the guys are looking, but for girls. Yeah, girls for fun and girls for wives. But me, have I got time? No. Got just time for looking out for him. The guy. The right guy. Oh, there's plenty with the fists to look at. Black boys, white ones, brown ones, sluggers that come in way wide open. Dancers that throw their mitts like they was cream puffs. Plenty to look at. Hundreds of them going slug nutty and hungry and getting ears like hunks of cabbage, waiting for a break. But none of them for me. No, not a one. Well, not the one. So I keep on working here and working there and looking. So one night I'm in town in Pensy. Bells. I hear bells. What? And then it catches at my throat. It's New Year. Yeah, caught up to me all at once, just like that, another year. I stand there looking at him, laughing, jumping. I'm cold, all of a sudden cold. I go into a doorway, stand there looking at him, and believe me, I don't see him. All I see, all I know is another year's gone and I ain't found him. I'm nobody, nothing. I ain't found him.
Tickets to the benefit fight, mister?
Tickets? Fight? I look around. I'm standing in the hall, people moving in, a big sign. Amateur fights tonight, big benefit. Funny, ain't it? New Year's night, and there I'm standing.
Tickets to the benefit fight, mister?
So I buy a ticket. Go inside. So you're smart. You guessed it. Well, it don't take no brain like a Napoleon. Sure, I found him. Yeah, he was there in the ring just when I walked in. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and I knew it. It was him. Yeah, him. Maybe you don't care about nothing. Maybe you never look for nothing. Maybe you go along and everything's Jake and smooth and easy. Okay, then this don't mean a thing. But if you ever wanted something, see? A drink, a dame, a kid, a break, you'll know. There I was, see? New Year's Eve, tired, ready to bust right down, quit, blow my top. And there he was.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Miller.
What can I tell you about him?
From New York. Oh, say, you've come a long way.
Build? Well, like I always see them, big in shoulders, small in hips, and tall and lanky.
Oh, well, thanks. Honest, I was lucky knocking him out.
And fast? Say, when he moved, you couldn't see him. In, sock, and out. And you couldn't lay a glove on him, not if you threw 100 pairs with 50 guys to throw him.
Make a business of it? Fight professional? Well, I hadn't thought much about it, mister.
Yeah, him all right. 3 minutes and knew it like St. Peter himself made out an affidavit. Champion stuff, and me the manager of a champion.
Oh, no, really, thanks, Mr. Miller, but I don't think I want to make a living out of fighting.
But he didn't want to fight. I mean, not for dough. Can you beat it? Not for dough?
I appreciate everything you said, Mr. Miller, but, well, you don't understand the situation. Me, sure, I'm handy with my fists, but that's not what I want to do. Fight for fun, sure. You know, charity, but not for money. Oh, I haven't been studying and working all these years just to use my hands for knocking guys down for a count of 10. No, sir. What have I been studying? Well, it doesn't make much difference, does it? I mean, well, all right. I will tell you. Art school. That's where I'm going. I'm a painter. No, I don't belong to any union. I don't even know what you mean. Oh, I get it. No, not that kind of painting. I do mine on canvas. Yeah, just like they put in museums, you're right there. But you're wrong if you think mine go on exhibition. I'm just beginning, learning. And fighting pro and painting pro, well, they don't mix. At least I don't think so, Mr. Miller.
I had to argue with him, yeah. Hours and hours of arguing. Can you beat it? Have to argue with a guy to make him champion, richer than the president? Have to talk him into it? Can you beat it?
Okay, mister. I guess you win. Where do I sign?
So, at last it was done and finished. Finished and beginning. I was managing a fighter. A fighter like you dream about and never is, but there he was. And me, his manager, Sam and Dave. His last name? What's the difference? Dave's enough. And he'd be champion, absolutely. First fight. $25.
$12.50, Sam? Okay. That'll buy me a lot of paints.
Second fight. $50.
Okay, Sam. I'll be the richest artist this side of Rembrandt.
Third fight. $100.
Sam, I tell you, it's wrong for an artist to have to pay an income tax. It's wrong, Sam. All wrong.
Oh, I brought him along slow and easy. Slow and easy. Pick the right spots. Not too tough, boys. Not too easy. All the small-town fight spots. Let him pick up the answers slow and easy. How the rough ones work. Backhanders and rapid punches, butters and eye pokers. Learn it slow and learn it all the way a champion's got to know it all.
Hey, Sam, this is Lou. Yeah, listen, I'm calling long distance, so listen quick. I hear you got a boy, a good boy. Well, listen, Sam, I got a proposition. Listen, Sam.
Out the sharpshooters, yeah. Don't take long. Read it in the papers, just a couple of lines down in the corner, but they smell out the good ones.
Listen, Sam, got a proposition.
Wasn't having any part of them, no, sir. Keep Dave out of New York till I was good and ready, and he was good and ready. That's the way I figured it, and that's the way it was going to be. Yeah. All figured out. All of it. Up to the very night, they'd lift up his hand and said,
"A champion of the world!"
It's in your face. You're asking when I'm getting to the point? What's this got to do with a guy going nuts with his eyes wide open, throwing away $100,000 the way you throw away a burnout match? Well, I'm getting to the point quick. Yeah, too quick. Because when I talk about it... Listen. He's got a dozen fights stuck away, Dave has, and we made some bucks and everything is rolling right, see? Right. And yet not too right. Slow, see? Much too slow. I mean, the build-up. Easy does it. Easy does it. No, it's sure, sure I know it, but it's slow, see? Awful slow. The days, they crawl. The weeks. New York's still awful far away. It's right to do it that way, I know. Yeah, I know it, but it's slow. Awful slow. And every day, every week, every fight makes it that much slower. Dave didn't care. Why should he? Had lots of time. But me. Me, I'd been waiting, yeah, all these years. Waiting, hungry, shoved and kicked around by all the wise guys. And now I had the guy to put me right on top. I wanted Dave in that garden, see? Walking down the aisle with them wise guys saying...
That's Sam Miller, see? He's got the champagne.
Wanted that, I tell you, wanted it. Me that had nothing. Brooklyn under the elevated. Years of not eating good, just looking and waiting. You couldn't blame me for wanting what I wanted. Faster, faster, fastest I could get it.
Sam!
A guy came to see me.
Got a match for you?
Was in Youngstown.
$5,000 to wind up.
$5,000.
$5,000 to wind up. Fight the soccer 15 rounds.
The soccer? No. Oh, no. Too good for Dave. Oh, much too good.
8, 9, 10, the winner, Dave Brooklyn, knockout!
Yeah, but Dave was good, too. If he beat the soccer, they'd want him in the garden, sure. The garden, a couple of fights, then the big one, and...
That's Sam Miller, see? He's got the champion.
I said, okay. My boy will fight the soccer, sure. Why not? Fight and beat him.
Fight in the wind-up, Sam? Well, if you think I'm ready. Sure. Why not?
So that's the way it was. The night, the biggest crowd he'd ever fought in front of.
Nervous, Sam? Oh, you are, not me.
Got into the ring, and the minute he was in there, I wanted to say,
Dave, get out of there. You're not ready. Dave, get out. Dave, he's too good for you. A punch like... Listen, Dave, you're not ready.
But I said nothing. Nothing. First round. Take it easy, Dave. Stay away from him, Dave. Third round. All right, Dave, you're doing all right. Fourth round. Dave, you're going fine. Hit him, Dave. There, you've hurt him. Crowd him. In the bread basket. Hit him. Down. He was down. Dave, the soccer caught him coming in between the eyes. Dave, get up. If you don't get up, Dave, everything is down there with you. Dave, get up. Up. He's up. Out on his feet. I'll throw the towel. No. My Dave hit him. My Dave hit him. Soccer's down. Out. Out! He's out! Got so excited like it was happening all over again, didn't I? Yeah, that's the way it was. Got up off the floor, the kid did. Right off the floor and knocked the contender out cold. Cold is what I'm going to tell you now. Walked home from the fight, him and me. Me walking on air. When this knockout hit the papers in New York, they'd lay the carpet down for me and Dave all the way to the front of the garden. Yeah, walking on air. Me, Sammy Miller. And my champion walking with me. Hotel room.
I got a little headache, Sam.
I said, all right, lie down. I went over and sat by the window, looking out at the street, the lights. Lights flashing on and off. There'd be lights in front of the garden for him, for me, for me.
Sam.
He called me. I said, why don't you sleep?
I can't sleep. Sam, do me a favor. Turn on the lights.
The lights?
Sam, didn't you hear me? Turn on the lights.
The lights were on.
Sam, where are you? Turn on the lights.
His eyes were on me, through me, past me. Didn't see me. In a minute, I knew the punch that hit him in the head. He couldn't. Would never. I knew. I knew, I tell you, knew it sure as if 100 docs were telling me.
Sam, where are you? Why is it so dark?
And then I knew something else quick through my head like a light. I knew it. If I stayed with him, finished, done, that's the way I'd be, like he was done, leading him around like a dog leading a blind. Had to get out of there quick. The purse was in my pocket, $5,000, threw $1,000 on the table and then out, out.
Sam, is that you? Why is it so dark? Sam, for God's sake, tell me. Why is it so dark? Sam!
New York. I was back.
Hiya, Sammy.
Different now. Dough. I had plenty of dough.
Sure we can do business, Sammy. I'll sell them for cash. Sure, why not?
Bought myself a fighter. You hear that? Bought myself a fighter. Black boy, a comer, right out of the Golden Glove. Champion amateur, yeah. Bought and paid for cash.
Do just what you say, boss.
You know the rest.
Knockout first round, knockout fourth round, decision 10 rounds.
Yeah, easy. Just like that. I pay the money, I get a black boy who's better than the best. Easy, just like that.
The Black Panther, Sammy Miller's wonder fighter, today signed to fight the champion at the Garden.
Fight the champion at the Garden. So everything's all right, sure. Fight the champion, then my boy, he's champion, sure, and I am manager of a champion. That's what I wanted, sure. So everything's all right, yeah. Only one little thing is wrong, yeah. When I lay down at night to sleep, I can't sleep. You want to know why?
Sam, why is it so dark?
Just that, I hear it. Just that. So I can't sleep. Crazy, huh?
Sam, why is it so dark?
A man who got what he wants.
Sam, why is it so dark?
Right up on top, got what he wants.
Sam, why is it so dark?
A boy who will be the champion, dough in the pocket in the bank.
Sam, why is it so dark?
Not to be able to sleep, that's crazy, ain't it?
Sam, why is it so dark?
Just a voice in the head, that's all.
Sam, why is it so dark?
Over and over.
Sam, why is it so dark?
Conscience.
Sam, why is it so dark?
What is conscience?
Sam, why is it so dark?
Just a thought inside my head, that's
Sam,
all.
Sam, why is it so dark?
Over and over.
Sam, why is it so dark?
Every night.
Sam, why is it so dark?
As soon as I'm alone, as soon as I shut my eyes to sleep.
Sam, why is it so dark?
I can't stand it no more.
Sam, why is it so dark?
Gotta find him, I tell myself.
Sam, why is it so dark?
Send people out to look.
Sam, why is it so dark?
Where he was, where he used to live, but no. Gone. Nobody knows where. So every night the same, I close my eyes.
Sam, why is it so dark?
I can't... I try. No, Davy. Oh, no, no, Davy. No. And so... So today... I did what I did. The sun was bright. I was walking along the street, and all at once I saw the answer there in front of me. I went up the steps inside. Cool inside and dark.
May I help you, my son?
My son. He said that to me, Sam Miller, to me. Can I help you, my son? Yes. Help me. Help me. I took from a man the one thing he wanted. To look on the world and put what he saw down with paint on canvas. This I took from him. And so the only thing left for me to do is to give away the one thing I want most in all the world. Take it, Father. For anything you need it. God or people, use it, burn it, just take it. So I gave away my fighter, my 100,000, my chance to be a manager of a champion. So they say I'm crazy, everybody says it.
Sammy Miller, he's a dope.
Bury him in the ground. Such a fool, he's dead already.
A fool? Sure. I, Sam Miller, am a fool. But even a fool can do one thing in his life he knows is right.
Thank you.
You have just heard Mr. Eddie Cantor in Mr. Miller, a play by Arch Obler. Included in the cast, with Mr. Cantor, was Howard Duff, with Leo Cleary, Lester J., Bill Johnstone, Irvin Lee, Elliot Lewis, Lou Merrill, Sidney Miller, and Julian Upton. The orchestra was conducted by Jack Meekin. Sound, Art Fulton and Bill James. Engineer, John Bailey. Next week, as the final broadcast of the special 26-week series, Mr. Paul Muni will appear in a new play by Arch Obler, titled I Declare War. Because of the unusual nature of this final broadcast, we cordially invite you to listen. Next week, then, Mr. Paul Muni in I Declare War. This will be the 26th in a special series of plays written, produced, and directed for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Arch Obler. To conclude the program this evening, Jack Meekin conducts the orchestra in excerpts from an original composition, Memoirs. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.